Baltimore County schools are being accused of failing special education students who need their own aides. Those aides help students during the school day with things like taking notes, staying focused, and controlling their behavior. The school system is finding itself in the dilemma of protecting its employees from COVID-19 while at the same time making sure those students are not at risk of being left behind amid virtual learning. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Megan Stewart Sicking's son, Simon, is going into third grade at Sparks Elementary School. Simon is autistic and pre-COVID had an aide who helped him with his behavior, manage his anxiety, and stay focused. Sicking says students like Simon who don't do well when their routines are disrupted need that aid more than ever now that virtual learning has changed everything.
We have told them we're going to do school differently. We're going to interact with each other differently. We're usually trying to get these kids off of devices and to learn social skills and how to interact with their peers. And now we're putting them on a device all day to learn.
In a letter to the Baltimore County School Board, Leslie Margolis, a managing attorney with Disability Rights Maryland, said the school system remains legally obligated to appropriately educate those students. Margolis says the parent of one of her clients told her that when her child is in school, he can't leave. At home, he can shut down his computer.
There's nobody to make him participate in education services. Another can try, but then my client, who has pretty significant autism, will attack her.
Baltimore County Chief Academic Officer Mary Boswell McComas says the school system is looking at creative ways to help those students who, in the school building, have one-on-one aides.
In the virtual context, in the safety conditions, how do we meet the needs with the resources and capacity that we have now?
Dr. Catherine Perandozzi, Executive Director for Special Education for the county schools, says, for example, an aide can be part of the student's virtual classroom. The aide can't talk to the student because that would disrupt the class, but the aide could get the student's attention by holding up a color-coded card.
This is the question you need to pay close attention to. This is an important environment. Or when I hold up that card, that means you're looking somewhere else, you're not paying attention.
Democratic Delegate Michelle Guyton says she's been hearing from parents who do not believe virtual aids will work. She says some parents are taking matters into their own hands.
If they are able to afford to hire out or contract out someone to work with their child one-on-one, they're doing that. But that's only growing the gap between the people who are able to afford these services and the people who are not.
Guyton says special education should be considered an essential service. Both she and Margolis at Disability Rights Maryland believe if the school system is not going to use its assistance to physically be with students who need them, then it should be willing to pay to hire one-on-one aides outside the school system. But even if the school system was willing to do that, some contractors likely would not be able to provide those aides for liability reasons. And this is not just a Baltimore County dilemma. Heidi Abdelhady lives in Howard County. She says her 14-year-old son, who is autistic, requires an aide. Abdelhady says she and other parents are now their children's one-on-one aides, even though they don't have the expertise.
And so it makes me wonder, are we helping or hurting?
Abdelhady says in the spring, without an aide, her son was given generic busy work and made no progress. And likewise, it seems unlikely there'll be progress in solving the aid issue before virtual learning starts again September 8th. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.